Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Hey, welcome to the Coco Express Show for Saturday. I don't know today's date. Oops, that's not good. Well, anyway, today is Saturday. It is September the... I'm so sorry. I know it's Saturday. I've just had a rough day today. Anyway, on my show on Thursday, on the 15th, we had one of the designers who showcased her fashion line at the Waldorf Astoria last night. I wanted to take the opportunity to thank Double Exposure for the opportunity they gave me to meet with her and interview her. So I just wanted to give a shout out to Double Exposure. However, Saturday is our Paradigm Shifters Day, and today is the 17th of September. I've gotten it together. And once again, we have none other than Steve Duncanson. Yay! Hold on.
Paradigm Shifters. Principles for Life and Success, hosted by motivationalist Steve Duncanson. Start framing your tomorrows today.
September 17th.
Thank you.
My name is Steve Duncanson. I'm pleased to be able to be here with you. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in, whether you're listening live or if you've taken time out of your schedule to listen in to the recorded version of this call. We thank you very much. We hope that you've been realizing value by calling in from month to month, and we were really grateful for the opportunity to be able to be here with you today. Oh, and talking, first of all, once again, Aurelia, good morning or afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Steve. I'm good. I'm really good.
All right, very good. Very good.
I know what day it is. I know what day it is.
Great. I'm glad you're here with me. You know, when I was talking to Aurelia about the program over the course of the week, I was sharing with her that My objective here is to certainly, I want to, like I said, lend value in the first place, but always ensure that what's shared is relevant, is contemporary in nature. Certainly there are the principles that we've been sharing across the board that are timeless, that have impact and applicable no matter what the context, and those are always there. But I always like to share it in the context of something contemporarily. I want to make sure, again, that what's being shared is something that you can relate to in reality. And as I shared that with her, I was saying throughout the course of the week, I'm not sure what the focus was going to be today, but I believe that something would reveal itself. And as that would happen, I got a phone call from Aurelia this morning sharing the experience that you had, Aurelia, as you were going for your run today. And so if you would please share with our listeners what you observed, what you had the opportunity, as it were, to experience, and then we want to share off that today, if you would.
Sure. Well, Steve, every Saturday morning I've kind of like rallied together a group of women in my neighborhood to go walking. I'm a runner. And I figured not everybody can run, so I can rally a group of women together and we can go running or walking, whichever they choose to do. So we all, you know, it started out a couple of us, and now it's just down to me and one other woman from across the street. And she usually brings her dog or her daughter, it depends, or both. She's now worked her way up to running a little bit, which is great, and I mean, the progress is wonderful. However, this morning, we decided to go a little bit earlier. It was just really weird. We decided to go a little bit earlier, and she was waiting for me outside, which I was outside earlier, but she wasn't there. So we went for our normal walk, and I said, well, what are we going to do today? We usually walk around. It's called the Brandywine State Park. It's in Delaware. And we walk around one time or jog, whichever. But today I said, are we doing one or two loops? She said, we're going to do two. I said, okay, great. So we were just walking, and for some reason her dog, Pharaoh, was just rambunctious and running around and acting odd and everything. So we were laughing about that. So when we finished the first loop, we decided to go do the second loop. And we were talking as we normally do. We chat, we walk, we run. And we were chatting, and when we made the turn to go down the stairs, I saw something really odd. I didn't, you know, think much of it. And everything, it was just a bag. And then I heard some noise as I started to keep walking forward, and I saw a young lady hanging off one of the bridges and everything. And I turned and I pointed to my neighbor to look, because she had the dog. And she looked, and we both walked to where we could see clearly what was going on. And as it turns out, the young woman was dangling off the bridge, getting ready to let go.
Wow.
And so my neighbor is a counselor, so she said, here, please, take the dog. So I took the dog, and she walked over to her and everything, and I walked a little closer. And I didn't want the dog to get alarmed or, you know, to cause it to move or shake or do something that might have caused her to slip her or lose her grip or slip and fall. So my neighbor proceeded to talk to her and everything like that. And she gave me her phone, and she said, dial 911 if this starts to get crazy. And that day, of course, today, I don't have my phone on me. So I took her phone, and I'm holding the phone and the dog and everything. And she's trying to talk to her and talk to her and talk to her. So once she gets her and everything, so she gets her off, and she turns around to make the turn. And as she's turning, my heart is leaping, because I'm like, that's when things happen. People slip, and that's when accidents happen.
So let me stop you for a moment.
Yeah.
So as you and your friend are in your walk jog through the park, you see a woman who is dangling off of a bridge about to commit suicide. Is this what we're saying?
Yes.
How old was she?
She looked like she had to be no older than 25.
So relatively young.
Yes.
And so your friend, who is a counselor, approached her. And what did she say? What did she say to her?
She said, everything all right? You okay? And then, that was it. She just kept saying, everything all right? Are you okay?
And what was the woman's response?
She said, basically, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. She said, you're not fine. You're hanging off the edge of a bridge. You're not fine. And she goes, I'm fine, I'm fine. And she kept questioning her.
What got her to ultimately, so she didn't express what her challenge was. She just, when your friend asked her to come down off the ledge of the bridge, she just came down? I mean.
No. She started crying. And she said, I'm fine, I'm fine. And she said, you know, and I had picked up the phone now, because I'm kind of getting concerned, getting ready to dial 911. And she saw me with the phone in my hand. She goes, no, don't call the police. Don't call the police. And the tears are streaming down her face. Don't call the police. And everything. She said, well, we won't call the police if you get off this ledge.
So at the point in which you're going to call the police, and she realized that you were serious about taking that action, she then decided she was going to come down off the ledge.
Yeah, she had to turn herself around because she was dangling. It's kind of hard to explain, but it's one of the it's a bridge where the water that comes from the different sewage systems are filtered, and it all sprouts out these big round holes, circles.
Gotcha.
So the water would have flushed her right into the Delaware River, which was like a couple of feet away.
Wow. So what, was there any dialogue with her subsequent with regard to why she was up there in the first place? And then when she came down, what was the substance of the dialogue?
Basically, she said, I don't want to talk about it. I'm okay. I'm okay. And she kept telling her, you know, you're not okay. She's in every, and she just kept watching me with the phone in my hand.
And how did this culminate? How did it end? I mean,
okay. Well, basically, we got her. She with the two of them, because I'm still holding the dog. The two of them were talking and everything, and she came off and squeezed through the railings that she squashed through to get to where she was, and got off. And we got her bag, and she was standing there. And so my neighbor said, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" So she gave her a hug, and she goes, "I'm fine, I'm fine." And she just kept staring at me and looking at me and staring at me and everything. And I just looked at her, and I said, "Well, come on and give me a hug, please." And everything. I said, "Just give me a hug." I said, "You're welcome to come walk with us if you want. You want to walk and talk, or you just want to walk and not talk, you're welcome to have company." And so my neighbor said, "Is there anyone we can call?" She says, "I don't have anybody. There's nobody." And so I said, "Well, then give me a hug." So I gave her, you know, we hugged each other, and I told her in her ear, I said, "You know, regardless of how bad things are, God loves you. God loves you right now. He loved you yesterday. He doesn't care. He'll love you tomorrow. He loves you. You have kids." And she just started to really break down and cry on my shoulder. And she just grabbed me real tight. And I said, "You have your kids." I said, "When your kids look at you, they don't see anything but the love that they have for you and the love that you have for them." And she started crying even harder and harder. I said, "God loves you. You and people care too." I said, "I love you. I'm here for you. God loved you so much that he sent us here to come get you, to show you how much he loves you." And she cried some more.
So essentially, you and your running mate today were instrumental in saving someone's life.
Yes, and the funny thing about it was she was so bent on believing that she had nobody, and she was so bent on completing this task that she had some socks on, and she pulled off her shoes to show me the socks. She said, "I know God loves me. I know God loves me. See, look, her socks said, 'I belong to God.'"
You know, so what ultimately was the lesson that you got? What struck you as a significant, significant lesson of the moment, given this? And some things came to me, but I wonder what came to you.
Basically, first and foremost, that we all are tied together somehow, some way. We're all one, and we all need each other to be able to just to get through. In some instances, just to get through the day, we need each other. We really do. We are unified in such a manner that if my sister hurts, I hurt. And, you know, I can't just not pay any attention to the needs of my fellow man because their needs are my needs. And I'd be negligent in my duty as a human not to acknowledge something and not to even sit there and or stand there and say that I care. Because that would just be ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, I certainly, I remember Dr. King in one of his speeches talked about the inescapable mutuality of connectedness that exists between all human beings. The context had to do with breaking down of walls of inequality. Yet I do believe there is a resonance that exists between all people. I don't believe it was by accident that you and your friend happened to pass her today.
Mm-hmm.
For you to be able to respond in a way that maybe she didn't always just jump, but you were able to tap into the aspect of her that did want to live. I think that there are people that we pass each and every day, and we don't know just how close they are to the edge. And though she was physically standing at the bridge and about to jump, there are people around us every day that are in the same sort of position, the same sort of condition. You know, the number one reason for suicide is lack of hope, loss of hope. And they're stuck in the moment of believing that the way things are right now, that they will never change. And what we can represent for people at any given moment is a hope beyond the present moment. To be able to be connected with another human being that is able to touch your need and just share a word that can change someone's life in a moment. And that opportunity exists for each and every one of us. But the aspect of hope, and so the loss of hope, and you know I have an acronym for everything, and hope, the acronym for that is this: having optimism produces effort.
Mm-hmm.
And the optimism that you guys brought to her at that second was that someone does care, someone is interested, and that there's a possibility that there's something that exists beyond what I'm dealing with at this second. You know, we're in the economic and social times and challenges in which we live. There are a lot of people that are faced with a lot of different things, and it's very easy to get caught in the belief and the mindset at that time that where I am, I will always be. And the encouragement that we want to ensure that we have for people here today is to recognize and know that the moment doesn't define your life. That the emotion that you're feeling right now is not evidence of the truth. Emotions are simply emotions, and they change. And don't allow a momentary feeling to cause you to make a decision for the rest of your life.
Yes, because she kept saying, you know, I'm sorry, excuse me, but she kept saying, you don't understand, you don't know, you don't know, no, you don't understand, oh, you don't understand, you don't understand.
And clearly, that's also a trick of, you know, the enemy. And let's just put it out there. To have people believe that no one else is like me and no one else understands. My problem is worse. My challenge is worse than anybody else's. And, you know, from a standpoint of fairness, at that moment, it might seem like you're the only one. That no one else is dealing with what you're dealing with. But what we want to be able to say to ourselves and anyone else is to know that you're not alone, that there are those out there that have experienced and may be experiencing the same thing you are experiencing. But know there is a hope. There is an answer, and things can change around if you avail yourself to it. Don't isolate yourself. Be open to what others can be able to share with you regarding what you're dealing with, because there is an answer. The reality is the answer existed before the question. I want to embrace that understanding. The answer existed before the question, but you have to be willing to open yourself up to that. Do not make a decision in a moment that can impact the rest of your life. And so our desire for people today, as they're listening on the line, is to know that whatever it is that you're dealing with, know that there are those of us who are out here that are willing to assist you, to help you through that, and that there is hope. Also for us to recognize our responsibility in being open to help, because very easily you and your running, walking partner could have just passed by or simply not said anything and call the police. But what she needed at that moment was a human touch. She needed someone who was willing to go out of their way, to put their own agenda aside, and to reach out to be able to help. I don't know what some of our listeners might be dealing with. And again, I don't believe in coincidences. I don't believe that happened today for no reason. I believe it happened for a reason. I believe it happened for a purpose. And for you to be sharing a story today, we don't know who's listening. And, you know, you and I often talk about this. We really never know who's listening to the program at the moment. But we want people to know that if you are out there and you are challenged, and there is that there is an answer to whatever your challenge is, and we certainly love to be able to assist you from that standpoint. If you are listening today, and you're on this call, we want to avail ourselves to you right now. We want to give you an opportunity to be able to call in. And if there is something that we can do for you to be able to share with you, to be able to help you with, we want to be able to do that. You know, normally, again, what we started last month at this point was getting people to call in and share how the program has been a benefit to them. But I want to suspend that for today. Any sharing that we want you to do today is let you know that if you need help, if you need assistance in some way, that we want to be able to do that for you. Whether you're listening to this phone call live or whether you're listening to a recording, it's still there. But really, if you would, could you give our listeners the phone call, the phone number that they can call in for assistance today? What is that number?
That number is 347-637-2319. That's 347-637-2319. 347-237-2319. Please press 1. That way we can see you and we can hear from you. The lines are open if you want to share with us, because I have to admit, Steve, that, you know, we did continue our walk and we did continue doing what we were doing. However, I was a different person. I was kind of changed because I reflected on everything that transpired, and I have to admit that I don't think that I could have done that solely by myself. I don't think that she would have been able to do it solely by herself, that we each needed each other to help the other.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And that was the part that that really got to me, because, you know, this is not an old person. This is a young person. And this is letting you know that our kids, our young adults are out here and they need some assistance. They need help. They need to know that they are cared for, that, you know, it is not the end. There are no jobs, you know, for them. And that leaves a lot of things open to them. They're exposed to so much because there's so little for them to be able to go to for assistance, guidance, help. There are not that many mentors out there either, because people are so busy trying to figure out how they're going to make it from day to day. They don't have time to kind of put their emphasis and attention to a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a whole bunch of issues, but we can't let go of our kids. We can't let go of our young adults and our youth, because they're supposed to be the ones that's going to carry on the legacy of our lives, and we're unable to do as we become older.
Yeah, you know, whether it is young or old, and certainly we can feel it maybe a bit more when it's a young person who is challenged from this standpoint. The reality is that there are many of all ages that are dealing with a similar sort of thing, and we have to recognize that inescapable mutuality of connectedness that we all have with one another to be able to assist each other through whatever the challenges might be in our lives and our experience. I want to say this as well. No, I am not a licensed counselor, as it were. I'm not a PhD or anything along that line. And so your call in here today would not be for us to fix whatever the issue is. It is to share and us help you get connected with someone that might be able to help on a professional basis. Sometimes that's all it takes, is to know that someone is out there, that there are recourses, someone to be able to tap you into resources. And that's what this program is different today. All right, this program, yes, is different today.
Yes.
It is about being open to anyone who might be experiencing a challenge, just wondering, maybe this was their last-ditch hope in listening to this call, or you happened upon it in some way, shape, or form. I don't know. Again, I don't believe things that happen just happen. I believe they happen just, and the fact that you're listening to the call today, and really that you and your colleague experienced what you experienced, could be because someone is in need. And if you are in need, we want to be able to tap you into the right resources so that need can be met. But know from the standpoint of this program of Paradigm Shift is that there's someone out there that cares, that there is hope, that an answer does exist, that the present moment does not have to define your life.
That's true.
That there is a destiny beyond what you're presently experiencing. It's going to necessitate you reaching out. It's going to you holding on to the fact that there is hope, that things can change. It's going to necessitate, however, that you broaden, be willing to open up yourself to help and ask for help. You got to receive the lifeline. The rope is being of hope is being put out there to you. You have to grab a hold of it. You know, the interesting thing is that when we come to the end of ourselves is really when we're able to get help. You know, a buddy of mine is a lifeguard, and he told a story of what it takes to save people, you know, and how they finally operate. And it reminds me, again, several years ago, I think I may have told this story, but I'd gone diving, and it was my first experience in scuba diving. We didn't get a whole lot of lessons on how to do it. It was one of those excursions that you do on a cruise. But they gave us the oxygen tank. They gave us the regulator and the weight belt and all these sorts of things. Didn't have all that much information on how it worked. But anyway, we went out there, went diving. Everything was going fine until the tide took me out a bit further than I thought. I tried to turn around and swim back. And at this point, too, I'm cutting out a few things, but I'd gotten separated from the rest of the group. Long and short, I'm standing on the bottom of the ocean about 25 feet down, and being a beginner and not really having that much knowledge, separated from everyone else, feeling unable to make my way back, I began to panic. And I had this uncontrollable urge to breathe through my nose. Now, you would imagine with goggles and a regulator, standing 25 feet at the bottom of the ocean, breathing through your nose is not the thing to do. Anyway, I decided to make my way to the surface. When I made my way to the surface, the challenge was my weight belt, the things I had on around me, were too heavy for me to hold myself up, and I began to sink. The long and short, I went down four times. Finally, the master diver was able, he made his way to me and brought me back. But here's the thing that I thought was interesting. He saw me struggling the second time I was going down. But he didn't grab me immediately the second time. He waited until the fourth time. Why? Because the fourth time, I had no more energy within myself to make it. I had worn myself out. Then he was able to step in. Because before that, based on my perception that I could make it, or I might have pulled him down too. So it was when I came to the end of myself. And it's totally exhausted that he was able to assist. Again, the parallel to that is for those out there, you come to the end of yourself here today. And the challenges that are out there, know that there's a lifeline. We're willing to help. We're willing to assist you. If you are willing to reach out, someone can help. There is a hope. Aurelia, you were going to say something?
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that we're still trying to continue with our opportunity to allow people a chance to get away and relax themselves. So this is the moment where we're going to open the lines up for our listeners to call in for the trip that you're offering. You sure you want to...
Well, I really want to hold off on that today. I think we're in a different direction here. I think the direction really is we're opening the lines for anyone who might need help.
Okay, you know, so we're going to leave it at that.
I really want to give them an opportunity that if there's anybody out there that needs help, that needs assistance, again, whether we are live or recorded, that they can call in to the number and we can direct them in the area. Again, we are not licensed to be the counselor, but certainly would be willing to hold your hand and get you a connection to someone that can help you. So, Amelia, if you just give that number one more time,
okay.
We're just about out of time today.
Yeah, well, that's the call-in number for the show. However, I will leave my cell phone number to anyone who wants to call in to just find a way that they can get some assistance so that we can give them the direction and point them in the right place to someone who will be able to assist them if they need any kind of assistance regarding any issue that they may be dealing with at this time. And my cell phone number is 215-221-2286. That's 215-221-2286. So if you have a problem that you think you need assistance with and you don't know who to turn to, we can point you into a direction to someone who will be able to assist you in some way, shape, or manner. And we will continue with our regularly scheduled episode of our show next month. And believe you me, we do have these opportunities for you to travel, and they're there for you. However, today's show is something completely different, and it came about in a manner that we didn't expect it. And I just want to say to everyone that, you know, no one is asking anybody to be a hero or anything like that. all we're just saying is, you know, just be mindful. There are people out there. People are really struggling. People are really trying their best to hold on in some turbulent times. And as Steve said, the sense of hopelessness seems to be overwhelming a lot of people, and we really have to be a little bit more mindful and careful with how we address each other, because you don't know what's going on or what's on their mind.
Excellent. All right. Well, you know, so our time is done for today. Everyone, thank you for tuning in. Next month we'll be talking about habits and how those things are formed, and how that's the key to your success in the future. We'll be back to our regular schedule, but thanks for listening.
Hey,
today.
Steve. Hey, Steve. Yes. We have some callers on the line and stuff. I'm not sure if they're, you know, they may want to say something. So you want to give them a second?
Sure.
Okay. Sure. I'm calling. This is 917-239. I'm going to open the line up for you if you want to make a comment in regards to what we discussed today. Hello?
Oh, hello.
Yeah,
hi. I just want to say what an important show and how timely and how generous of you to put yourself out there like that. Both of you to really try and touch some people and give them something to hold on to. And I think you're absolutely right. I think that, you know, so many people are feeling duressed and stressed and holding so much in. And I just feel like, you know, you're right. We should be mindful. We should be thoughtful. We should open ourselves up to help. And, thank you both for, you know, stressing the point and for opening yourselves up.
Thank you so very much. I really appreciate you calling, and we're glad that it was able to be a benefit to you, and maybe encourage you to do that exact same thing for others. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. We have another person on the line, I believe. I'm not sure if she's going to share anything, but I think she's a regular listener as well. I've seen the number before. This is a 718-207 number. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Okay. I don't think that they're open for sharing anything at this time. So, but the fact that we had that one, you know, caller who stated what she said was enough. That's enough. That's just saying that we're doing what we're doing and we're doing the right thing.
Yeah, it's making a difference, and that's my ultimate objective, you know, to make a difference in the lives of people, to be able to impact them. So we look forward to another opportunity to do that next month.
Yes.
Paradigm Sisters, thanks for sharing, Aurelia. Thanks for
thank
being
you.
Everyone. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Have a wonderful day, and bye.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.